Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee Brushnight, and I'm joined by our other host, Quizmaster Mark Davis.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. Fresh off of celebrating your birthday last night.
Indeed.
It was quite a fun night.
It was a good time, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Did the live punk rock karaoke,
yeah,
for which I drum.
Right.
And try and hold it together.
Live karaoke, full band. They have you guys have about 100 songs?
Yeah, right under. We'll have 100 by, you know, next month.
Probably. Yeah, and I aggravated many people in the audience by picking 311 by or Down by 311 is the song.
But you do it so well.
It's like the one song on there that I had like memorized, you know, just from listening to it over and over and over again in middle school and high school. It's just cemented in my brain.
Yeah, so, we've got that big TV there with the lyrics, but
I don't need it.
You don't even. You needn't have bothered.
I prefer to engage with the crowd directly.
Indeed, yeah.
Our friends Scott and Steve were right up front, and I knew that they were going to hate that song, that I did that. So I maintained eye contact with them most of the time. And right after I got off stage, and we made eye contact, too, while you were drumming.
Oh, yeah.
For a while. I was enjoying that. I was like, this is very birthday good. Times right now.
Absolutely.
My buddy.
A lot of power.
Yep.
And a lot of power going back.
We finish the song, and I turn around, and Scott says, "I don't know if that mic's hot or if you just have the most obnoxious voice in all of history." And I was like, "Column yes. A, column B, column A, column B." So thanks for that, Mark. That was a great night. I had a lot of fun celebrating your birthday. Happy birthday once
Thank
again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And if you want to send Mark a birthday gift, just go to our Patreon. You know, I'll forward all that money to him. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Anyways, we have some business to take care of. First up, we have to apologize for no episode last week. We were plagued with probably every obstacle, technical and practical obstacle that you can imagine in trying to make our last episode. And what we ended up with was basically one half of an episode that was recorded early in the morning and then another half of an episode that was recorded 5 days later, late at night.
Yes.
And it is a bit of a Frankensteinian monster that we are only going to subject to our Patreon listeners as a bonus episode because it's not quite up to snuff for our regular episodes. I mean, it's...
And at this point, by the time we got it done and you got all the files... Yep. We would have basically posted it today and then a new episode on Monday. So
Frigate goes right out to our Patreon supporters.
So Ooh. Now is the time.
Yeah.
If you like, cause it is for all intents and purposes, it's a full episode.
Yep. We're going to probably go over the miscorrections and the rate my question and all that stuff. We're going to redo that. So you'll get a double of that. But the new question, there's totally new, different questions in that episode and totally different banter. You know, we talk about different things.
Absolutely. So you should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so apologies for, no episode last week. We're just going to give this one to you straight in our schedule here. But we also want to thank our listeners for 25,000 downloads.
Yes,
yeah,
sir. I still can't believe it.
It's amazing. In 8 months.
I know.
That's
I'm sorry.
Beyond my expectations.
Yeah, I was surprised when we had 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So this is incredible. So thank you to everybody that's listened, to everybody that's shared it with people. Pretty awesome.
Thank you for being a listener.
Boom! 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 My voice is shot to shit.
Yeah, I can tell. It's punk rock karaoke.
It's that, yeah.
What
the
song,
drinking.
What song does it the most for you? Like, what's the hardest song that you sing along? Like, what do you blame right now for your voice being?
Well, a lot of it today. I'll blame in part Boxcar, which
by Jawbreaker.
Yeah, by Jawbreaker, which my best friend in the universe, Mike Cosden, who I haven't played music with.
A Rumble Snailskin.
Yes.
And our guest on episode 11,
yes.
Mike Breaks the Internet. So you sing along with that one? That's got kind of a gravelly tone to it. I was thinking maybe Motorhead.
Well, it's a great song, but, Mike and I haven't played music together in almost a year.
Yeah.
After playing music together for 25
it's like
years.
Yeah, your musical brother. You came up
playing
music.
He's like my musical Siamese twin.
Mm-hmm.
So... So that last night in particular, that was a good one. And there's a Lit. For some reason, I love playing Lit. I know it's kind of like a guilty pleasure. No one ever picks Lit. And last night, two people picked Lit songs.
Almost back to back.
And so I was very, very pumped about that.
I wonder if there was collusion.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, anyways, enjoy our gravelly voices. We got another morning recording session here. So we're going to get real smooth on this one. But yeah, before we get into our weekly wrap up, let's actually hit a miscorrection.
Wow. A miscorrection already?
You're throwing me off. Episode here,
you
man.
Said that and you just, your lips puckered to the song. To
I do the we song do
and
the
I was
song.
Like, oh, whoa, you're throwing me off here. All right, ready? Miscorrection.
Mark, when you asked Jamie and I what year it was that pop icon Britney Spears shaved her head, Jamie mentioned her eloping in Vegas for a short amount of time. I'm sure yes. You remember this. I wondered if it was Kevin Federline, K-Fed, which it was not. Kristen wrote in with more info about this. She writes, hi, Britney Spears married her friend Jason Alexander in Vegas. They were married for 55 hours. Then they got it annulled. Britney trivia forever, please. Signed, Kristen. This is, by the way, not Seinfeld's Jason Alexander.
I hope not.
Not the Jason Alexander from Shallow Hal. This is some random good. Jason Alexander, somebody who happens to have the name of a great actor.
She wants to get married to me.
So, Kristen, thanks for the miscorrection. Actually, you want some more Britney trivia? I did pull up a Britney Spears question. I'm going to throw a mark.
I always right now. Love some Britney trivia.
What is the name? Or what is the name? Yeah. What is the name of Britney Spears's only Hollywood movie?
Crossroads?
That's right.
Okay.
Crossroads. Wow.
I can't believe out? I was able to pull that out. Yeah.
Do you know which Ghostbuster is in that? Playing Britney's father?
Oh, I was thinking the new Ghostbusters. I was like, no, Kristen Wiig? No, I'll say, well, it's not, it's Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. What's the other one? The nerdy one.
Harold Ramis.
Is it him?
It's not. It's Dan Aykroyd.
It is Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm.
It is Dan Aykroyd.
I wonder if he got shunned from Hollywood for...
I think he's been shunned for a couple things. His belief in UFO is probably central to them.
That's a thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's huge. He's taken this Ghostbusters thing to its logical conclusion. He is now a real-life paranormal conspiracy theorist, David Icke
type. He's a believer.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I saw his
fine.
Face.
It's fine. Who else was in that movie, though, in Crossroads with Britney Spears that is... A modern action heroine.
Modern action heroine? I'll playing
Britney's friend in Crossroads.
I'll be frank with you. Yeah. I've never seen Crossroads. Mm. I remember seeing the trailer for it because people were making fun of it.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
That's about as far as my knowledge. But if I had to say female action heroine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a popular female action
heroine. I'll give you a hint. Marvel movies.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson?
Nope. Wouldn't it be great if Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray were in Crossroads before be Lost amazing. In Translation?
Oh, wow, yeah.
it would be Zoe Saldana, Marvel's Gamora.
Wow,
yep,
okay.
She plays Britney's friend in Crossroads. So.
Does she do action stuff aside from the Marvel movies?
Avatar?
I said action.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. I should have said blockbuster star, not action.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Action kind of threw me off. I was thinking like Ronda Rousey.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, that's our miscorrection for this week. Let's go ahead and take care of our weekly wrap-up before we get into our questions here.
Sounds good to me.
This week at Three Pepper Burrito Company, the Wet Boys took the number one spot with 71 points. Then over at Bury Me Brewing, newcomers Joe won our Allentine's trivia with 77 points, proving they know more about romance than the rest of the teams do. We've got some romance questions coming your way too, Mark. So be prepared.
I like how it's the team Joe, but it's just Joe, but you're speaking about them as they are.
They that's how little confidence they had. Going back to our team name discussion, they were like, we're not even going to play. So what are we, they didn't think, bother thinking of a team name. I was like, no, give me your, I see you wrote down some answers. Let's see how you guys did. You know, so the guy wrote Joe just at the top real quick. And then he ended up sticking around the whole night and taking the victory. And it was like, please come back next week. And they're like, oh, we're from Illinois.
One of those again. Yep. You get so many of those.
Yeah. It's season down here, so all the people are in town from where it's cold, you know, enjoying our climate. Anyways, on Thursday at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar, Wish You Were Beer, that is a team of Kyle Ann and Tom from Cool Comics and Games.
Keep Cool. Oh, wow. Winner,
dangerous duo winning with 111 points. Yeah, pretty high score, too.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tom is a force to be reckoned with.
He is. He won. He also has played under Lobo Solo. You might remember that team name from a couple weeks ago. He won the whole night there by himself. So maybe we should get Tom on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's also a karaoke icon.
he was great.
Yeah. So he usually comes and does the Ramones. He'll do like every Ramones song we do. But
I've seen him do all the small things.
He's
very well.
Too. But last night, Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Yes. Great
song. In which he sang both the male and female parts. So, yeah.
Props to him. Maybe we'll have him on sometime. He's very good at trivia. Local business owner. Good guy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How'd your teams do over? Nice guys.
They did good. We finally, Jamie's team, Jamie and Fletcher and Kristen's team, were toppled.
Whoa.
After like a 4, 5, 6 week.
Mm-hmm.
Just thrashing.
Yeah.
We had Whose Dick Do I Gotta Get? It Sucked to Get a Free Pizza. A couple team names that I liked. Mark Has a Mangina. Anything Can Be a Dildo
That's
If You're
true.
Brave Enough. Hey Siri, What's Bukkake?
Real quotes from my mom.
Indeed. And Rizzo's Bubblegum Ball Sack. So
that is a great team name.
Yeah. So the Jamie's team, Black Cock Down, going forward with their movie porn likeness, ended the night with 64 points. They won the first two rounds, and then they didn't know the answer to the last one, but another team did.
Mm.
And that team ended the night with 71 points. And that team was Hey Siri, What's Bukkake?
Wow. So just a 5-point spread.
Yeah. And that was with getting that last question
that
right.
That stings.
They had a perfect last round. My last round, I felt, was a little easy.
Hmm.
So it was kind of like a race for the prize, which I like. Hard first two rounds, and then the third round is just kind of like, not softball.
Yeah.
But again, you never know what's softball, and we'll actually go into that here when we do our best worst answers.
Okay.
But yeah, so
yeah, that's I always go harder. I always go towards the end of the night, and my theory behind that is, you know, if it's easier, it kind of coaxes people to stay longer. You know, if somebody's having a hard time up front, they might be more likely to say, let's just dip out of here. This isn't for us tonight.
We have a very differing philosophy.
Yeah.
In many things trivia related.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to say I don't want people to play my trivia, but I'll go around and I'll be like, are you here to do trivia? And if they're like, I'm like, never mind, bye. Like, I'm not here to try and like get you into like, you're either here to do my trivia. Like, people will say, I'll say, do you want to do trivia tonight? Like, that's why we are here. I'm like, that's what I want. Because so many other people waffle and then they end up like cutting out and blah, 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 blah. And it's like a waste of paper, a waste of my time. It's just like, you here to do trivia? No? All right, bye, I'm on. And that first round being difficult will just shed away all the people that, you know, are sitting there with their to-go boxes like, we're just trying to get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, then go and make room for people, because there are people sometimes waiting to sit down and play trivia. They're like, I want to play, but I don't have a seat.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you know, some guy that's trying to like wow his girlfriend. He's like, trivia? Yeah, I'll do it. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, fucking, what's the capital of Afghanistan? And they're like, like, we did bad, bye. And I'm like, good, see you later.
Yeah. Yep, there's, you get that type. You get the type that's like, oh, I'm going to know all these. And then they don't get them. And then you also get the, I'm not going to know any probably, but I'll give it a shot. And then it's three rounds of Straight Zeros.
And,
and God bless them. You know, bless them.
Yep.
Sticking around. Anyways, in case you missed it and you want to join us for live trivia, you can. There are many opportunities. We'll be at Three Pepper Burrito Company for a regular Monday night trivia on February 18th. Then over at Bury Me Brewing Company on February 20th. Both of those in Fort Myers. After our Wednesday Bury Me game, though, we will, of course, go over to Cape Coral and see Mark Davis at his very busy,
hello,
much contested seat-wise trivia at Nice Guys Pizza. And then on Thursday, we'll be at Number 3 Craft Booze and Beer Bar, February 21st. For more information about all of our live events, you can go online to nononsensetrivia.com. All of the no-nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us, won't you?
That got weird. That was amazing.
I got to switch it up, man. You know, I was like, maybe I'll just add a little abstract melody to this, this outro. All right.
Fantastic.
We need a short break. We're going to take one, and then we'll be back with Rate My Question to kick off round one. Mark.
Yelly.
Are you ready for a Ray My Question?
Of course I am.
Let's do it.
Oh, my throat.
Matthew Gregory.
Get over here.
Get over here. We got a question. Trivia question.
This question comes from Alex. I put out the call on my Facebook. We hadn't gotten any Rate My Questions in our email, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, in a while. So I actually had to hit up my friends, say, hey, you got any questions?
Tell me.
You got any questions, kid?
Hey, we're looking for
questions. This was probably my favorite one. And I think you'll probably, I think you were following the thread too, so you might know this, but we'll talk about it anyway.
All right.
Alex asks, who are the elite four musical acts that have charted at least one new top 40 Hot 100 hit in every decade since the 80s.
Yeah, he originally said since the 70s.
Yes, I've amended that because I didn't want there to be any confusion if you're listening to this. Okay. That the 70s, he included that, but that's I don't think that some of these artists had hits in the 70s. So
yeah.
Since the 80s, this is a safe way to put it.
Yes.
You know, every decade, 80s, 90s, aughts, and 10s.
This is a really hard question.
Yeah, I love it though.
It's so good.
It's because it's like it's a class of musical acts that you can ask about that have a very definitive, you know, restraint on what you're asking. New top 40 hit every decade since the 80s.
And some of them I think are kind of obvious, but even the obvious ones, when you consider we're talking the 80s, 90s, the aughts, and the 10s. I mean, Jesus Lord, like, I think that even the obvious ones aren't so obvious when you get into 2010s.
Let's go over them.
So one of them,
mm-hmm.
and I think one of the ones that a lot of people get is U2,
because mm-hmm.
I think they just did it.
They
I
did.
Think that's what brought.
Do you know what song up? Though?
I don't.
They are the most recent entry in this category.
Yeah.
They entered the top 40 at number 33 on a featured track off of Kendrick Lamar's Damn. The song Triple X.
Okay.
So they actually owe Kendrick a little bit of a assist, you know.
Well,
on this
and
one.
This is the case also with, I think it's also the case with the second person, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
who is also a feature.
Yep.
On a song by, do you know?
Not off the top
Neither
of my
do
head.
I. So, so there's him.
It wasn't Justin Timberlake.
It might have been. I'm not sure.
No.
I can look it up.
Yeah, let's do it.
So then there's also Madonna,
mm-hmm.
who is another, like, I don't know what her most recent song is either. I mean, I know, you know, you can pretty much imagine the Like a Virgin's and, Like a Prayer and other Like a things.
she's got a theme. She's
can you imagine if every one of those was a Like a? Oh, there's like a virgin, there's like a prayer, Like a rose.
Like a pop singer.
Like a retired singer. Like a sex symbol.
Mm. It is Justin Timberlake, by the way, with Michael Jackson. Oh, okay. Love Never Felt So Good. I remember that song now.
Okay. And then, of course, the fourth and my favorite. The surprise. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes. Yeah. Weird Al. I mean, I'm not surprised. It makes sense, you know?
I think it's a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah. But you and I are Weird Al fans, so we keep up with him. You know, we know he's doing all right.
His most recent
Word Crimes was
the one.
Right.
That's the one that broke mm-hmm. the top 40.
A parody of Blurred Lines.
Indeed.
By Robin Thicke.
Thicke.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so, great question. I mean, almost impossible to get right. Unless you know it.
You can do one. How I would do this question scoring wise is I would say you get a point apiece per correct answer. You know?
Yeah. Do you ever do negative points for wrong answers?
No.
I love doing that.
Why don't we get into our trivia?
Sounds good to me.
It's your birthday most recently. I mean, we're still within the 24-hour window here. Why don't you go first?
All right. What female artist has had 25 songs reach number one on the Billboard country music charts, a record for a female artist, tied with Reba McEntire?
25?
25 songs reached number one on the country Billboard charts.
Tied with Reba McEntire?
Mm-hmm. McEntire.
Yeah, I'm thinking, first I was like, thinking most recently, Shania Twain, but 25. There's so many number ones. There's no way that Shania's probably had less than 10, but maybe around 10. So it's gotta be somebody like really classic, and I'm thinking, you know, Dolly Parton seems to be coming to the front of my mind right now. I mean, she's a legend, going all the way back to Jolene and probably before that.
Jolene, Jolene.
That song is so good.
It is so very good.
Yeah, it's probably not a Judd. I can't even remember their names, their first names now. Naomi?
Ashley and Naomi.
Naomi. Oh, Ashley Judd?
There's
Judd actresses, too. That always fucks me up.
Oh, yeah. Because
I get the acting Judd.
Winona.
Yeah, Winona and Naomi, right?
I don't know.
I'm going with Dolly Parton is what I'm going with.
You're correct.
Yeah, it's all right. Dolly Parton. Okay, good. Absolutely. Right on. She's still working now. I don't think she's had a number one hit in the past couple of years, but I know she's still putting out new material, and she's, is she elderly? Is that...
yeah,
are you allowed to refer to Dolly Parton as elderly?
Yeah, I'm sure
she,
you can.
She ain't act it, but she is.
Shania's number one hits. She had 38 singles out.
Yeah. But how many hit number one?
7 number one hits.
I think, did I say 7?
I think you did.
Whoa.
You're good.
I'm keyed into that Shania discography.
Indeed you are.
Here's your first question. To help the romantically scorned and deeply insecure this past Valentine's Day, a wildlife center allowed patrons to name a salmon after an ex and have that salmon fed to a brown bear in what state in the Pacific Northwest, United States? For $20. You could name a salmon after an ex.
They're going to say for $20 if I get this right.
You get a certificate of authenticity and a picture of the salmon being fed to the bear.
Well, Pacific Northwest is a pretty small area.
Mm-hmm. This is almost...
I don't know if Alaska is considered Pacific Northwest. It's California. Pacific Northwest. Well, it's the Pacific... Coast Highway. I'm battling between Washington and Oregon. I'm going to say Oregon.
Yes.
They swallow.
Yes. It is Oregon.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so there you go. That's kind of almost a 50-50 question, you know. And you could easily modify that, you know, if you wanted it to have more options, you could take out Pacific Northwest. In and of itself, but I had a hole for a 3-point question this week, and so I was like, this needs to be somewhat easy, you know. And sure enough, I mean, that just because it's easy doesn't mean everybody got it right. Actually, more people got it wrong than got it right. Most
really?
People put Washington.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, like you said, 50-50. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your second question.
Yep.
What is the name of the Mars rover that, after 14 years, scientists were unable to wake from hibernation?
You know what's
so
funny?
So many memes about this.
You know what's funny is that I was looking at one of these memes, and let me just preface this whole thing by saying that I'm so pissed off, and this is just a pet peeve, but people that are, like, getting sappy over its last words and shit.
So can I be honest with you? Mm-hmm. So this question, I almost skipped.
Yeah.
But you and I have had, especially watching Westworld,
mm-hmm.
have had a lot of conversations about emotions tied to robots.
Yeah.
And emotions tied to... AI and
yeah.
stuff like that. And that's why I wanted to ask this to you, because I knew this was going to drum up some shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm basically in the camp that it's a bad move to start applying these false emotions to artificial entities so that we can empathize with them. Because it at the end of the day, I appreciate what NASA does. I appreciate the work that this rover did in capturing data and stuff like that. But to program it with this poetic, my battery is dying and it's getting dark. Like, NASA, do not pull those heartstrings for me. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong for you to do that. Like, I don't want to empathize with this thing that is not real.
Well, I wonder if they do it for themselves. I mean,
sure.
It may have nothing to do with us. I mean, it may be a very personal thing, because they are the ones dealing with these robots every day. It just happens that it gets out and has this effect.
And if I worked there, I would totally be in support of doing something like that. You know, just as like, yes, this is like cute and stuff, and it's, you know, our little project and stuff like
right.
that. I have pictures on my wall. I decorate my homes. I do enjoy aesthetics. However, I think getting sad over a rover saying some like last words when there's so much other things that you could be concerned with. And like,
but don't you think that has more to do with us than it does NASA?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It seemed like you were kind of like, you're like, I appreciate what NASA does, but it's like,
I'm saying just like anybody else does, you know, just like anybody else
just
does.
Anybody else does. Oh,
I thought that was Ray again. It was Morrissey.
Ray Morrissey.
I didn't realize
Raymond,
we had
Raymond
the same
Morrissey.
Voice.
Oh, that would be the worst voice ever.
So anyways, I've been like shunning these memes, and then I thought this morning I saw one and I said, you know what? I should ask a trivia question about this week, because even though it's not for me, it is in the public zeitgeist at this point. And now I think I'm having trouble recalling the name of the rover, but I want to say it's Opportunity.
That's correct.
Opportunity Be Knocking, song by Action Bronson.
I was just listening to Action Bronson the other day.
Yeah, he's talented fellow.
Yeah, I like him.
Opportunity. Okay, so I guess I did file that away, but
you did.
There was a resistant part, my own pet peeve. Almost,
I wanted to not know.
I was almost hoisted by my own petard.
Yeah, you're just so sad for him. That's how you know.
All right,
him. I'm even.
You've given it a gender.
Assigning a gender. Well,
shame on you, Mark. Shame on you.
Opportunity has a masculine feel.
In dating parlance, what is the unofficial fifth season, falling somewhere between fall and winter?
In dating parlance.
What is the unofficial fifth season, falling somewhere between fall and winter?
The wording of your question is kind of ambiguous. Now, is it like named something like specifically because it's like a time when everyone falls in love? Is that what you mean? Or are you saying there's just a word and that word is used in?
It's a term.
It's a term.
Yeah.
In between fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel just confused by this question. This happens
listen,
to me a lot.
Listen carefully. In dating parlance, what is the unofficial fifth season, falling somewhere between fall and winter?
Man.
I feel like if you don't get this one, you just haven't heard the term before.
Might be.
But I'm almost certain you've heard this.
Jesus. Yeah, I feel like as soon as I hear it, I'm going to be like, oh, that's what you meant.
The unofficial fifth season. Are you throwing in the towel? Or do you want to take a guess?
So there's fall season, mating season.
I'll give you one hint. It's where singles lock in a bow before the impending cold snap. That's your final hint.
Lock in a bow?
Yeah. Like a B-E-A-U.
Oh,
like a,
oh. Lock in.
Like a bay.
Engagement season?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Cuffing season.
Never heard it.
Really?
Never heard that.
You've never heard of cuffing season?
Never.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like, it's going to get cold, so lock in your significant other for the winter, so you can snuggle through the winter.
That sounds,
You've never heard of that?
Never heard that in my life.
Huh.
So there you go. I don't know the parlance. That's why.
I did get it. A couple teams got that right.
I'm like, fucking season? I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your last.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, sorry. I'll save that for the best worst answer later.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your last question in the first round. In 1989, a fatwa was issued for the execution of what author after releasing the book The Satanic Verses, which was considered blasphemous by Islamic fundamentalists? On an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, actually on a series of episodes, you're rubbing your brain.
Yeah, that's the most recent season of Curb that came
out.
Was it? Yeah, it is. Oh, The Satanic Verses was written by... I'm digging deep into my dark place. Nicholas Sparks! No, it's not Nicholas Sparks. that's The Notebook. The Satanic Verses. It's, oh man. His name is, why can't I remember this right now? This is the worst. This is the worst it's ever been right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's, fatwa issued on, this is his life defining story. This person, I hate that I don't know this. Why does Nicholas keep coming in my mind? It's not Nicholas. Get out of here, Nicholas. Get out of here.
Leave me.
Can I get a first letter? Please? Please don't let me do this.
Yes.
Solomon Rushdie.
There it is.
Oh.
Solomon Rushdie.
If we were on a team together... Well, and you knew the answer to give me a hint or so. I don't know what circumstances. I'm not even. I shouldn't. Take
I didn't even know
that
was the book. That I just knew about the fatwa.
If you,
I knew about that from a long time ago. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no, I remember the book because it's such a shocking title name.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I was Satanic Verses.
What the hell's this shit?
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could take credit for that, but I honestly don't feel like I really got that. I wouldn't have gotten it. Well, my question about the hint was going to be like, does he have three names? You know, which would have been a no. Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Thanks. Here's your final question for this round. And this is, I think this is the last romance related question I have for you this show. Did a whole Alentine's, you know, four rounds. Pretty exhausting to go through all that.
Yeah.
Know, write all those questions. It worked out, though. I had my regular categories. Everything was themed.
Good.
You know, to love. And, in this question, what I want to know is, in the year 2018, the year of our Lord, which southern U.S. state has the distinction of lasting the longest on Pornhub, having on average the longest time spent per visit to the adult website?
Southern state. Well... I don't really know at all, and I don't even know how I would... I'm trying to think of a state that's boring.
Yeah.
That someone would just sit there and click around. I don't think they're, like, jerking off and not able to come. I think they're just like, oh, check this out, check this out, check this out. Like, whatever.
I'm never looking at it in that capacity. There's always a goal in mind. I'm never like bored. Like,
well, I mean, like, I know that, you know what the end game is.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, some people are, I'm guessing, just like, well, I can like look around and maybe explore and see.
So you think that has more to do with it than
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. This is not jerk time, is what you're saying.
I'm going to say Florida.
Oh, I wish it was. It's not Florida. The answer is Mississippi.
You know, I was thinking like Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, somewhere in there where it's kind of like, that's where I was kind of going with like it being boring. Like,
what do you think the average website length, visit length is on there for that state?
Half an hour.
No, less actually. 11 minutes and 23 seconds.
Wow, okay.
Which means that there's probably some half hour visitors, but there's also probably some, you know.
1 minute men.
Yeah.
If you will.
One pump chuck. Or is that the nickname?
One pump chump.
Chump. Chuck.
One pump.
It doesn't
chump.
Even rhyme.
No. Yeah.
I was almost there. The state of Kansas coming in with the shortest average visit time, 9 minutes, 21 seconds. They got better things to do in Kansas.
Well, so there's, 9 to 11 minutes, state or nationwide is pretty,
everybody's around that 10 minute mark, basically. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's all our questions for round number one.
And now we're going to take a short break and come back for round number two.
Second round, we have to thank our Patreon supporters.
Please, let's
thank you, Michael C. and Michael J., our Rumpelstiltskins.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to our proverbial lightkeepers, Moist Max, Moist Lucas, Sean, Sherry, Gil, our team captains, Kristen, Fletcher. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mark, we also have a new proverbial lightkeeper. We'd like to give a warm welcome to Josh from Tennessee.
So this is, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, the first person that is donated who neither of us know.
A perfect stranger, if you will.
And I will.
Yes, a perfect stranger.
Josh Rose. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing can be arranged.
Josh wrote us a really...
Sometimes you just... I'm just kidding.
No, please go. No, I'll go. I'll go. Josh wrote us a really lovely note. I'd like to read it. Josh writes, "Hey guys, love the podcast thus far. As a small town trivia host in East Tennessee, I found you guys on Reddit. I've been listening to the podcast and I enjoy the banter. Also, the way you form questions is fantastic," is the word he used, fantastic, "and has helped give me some direction as well. Look forward to hearing more in the future," which is why I became a contributor. Signing off, Godspeed.
Yes.
Josh. Thank you, Josh.
What a great way to end a letter.
Yeah, Godspeed. I will take that. I will take it and utilize that for my own speed.
And Josh, if you want to send in any of your, any of your trade secrets or anything like that, please do.
Yeah, let's open a discussion here. Feel free to write in with a rate my question, Yeah. We'll be happy to workshop something with you through the magic of podcasts.
Ooh,
thanks so again for your support. And thank you to all of our patrons. If you're listening and you can support the show, check out our Patreon page, which features all of the support tiers you can sign up for, and different rewards, goals, as well as a few bonus episodes, including a false start on this episode with totally brand new questions. Just go to thenono.com, click the support button in the top menu, select a reward tier, and you'll have access to those as well.
Doesn't matter what amount.
It does matter, actually.
Well, I mean,
we have a special type of person tier where if you give a dollar,
what I mean is
you're a special type person
in our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Like we just, even if you're just giving the lowest tier, we don't care. We love you.
That's how Mark feels.
I can't speak for him.
Let's get into our second round. Seriously, though, thank you, everybody who's supported. And if you can't afford it, don't worry. The podcast is free. The podcast is free.
Free podcast.
All right.
All right. It is your turn.
Yes. Mount Kilimanjaro is located in what East African country, which also served as the backdrop for the Disney animated feature, The Lion King?
East African?
Mm-hmm.
No clue. I don't know where in the hell it...
Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yeah.
I thought that might be your entryway, point into this.
Well, of course, Mount Kilimanjaro is mentioned in the hit song Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they say where it is.
They do not say the country name.
See, now I get the... It pisses me off how bad Patrick Wilson drums that song on Weezer's cover of it.
Yeah.
Justin Peterson, this is me telling you, the drumming on that cover alone is infuriating.
Can we also talk about how in their new music video for Take On Me, they clearly have a programmed bass line, but in the video, they're playing a bass guitar.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they couldn't, they didn't want to show them actually in the studio.
How they actually made it. With a little two-octave bass. Yeah.
Anyway.
Synth.
They've already infected our music. Let's not let them infect our podcast here.
I'm going to say Nairobi.
No. It's Tanzania.
Okay.
Yep. And there's actually several real-life locations that you can go and visit in Tanzania that are featured in The Lion King. The old one, not the one that's about to come out. I mean, I'm sure that they based it, but like the Canyon Pass that Mufasa dies in, spoiler alert. That's an actual place that you can go and look at in Tanzania.
All right, here's your first question.
Mm-hmm.
In the fictional world, what was Van Helsing's first name?
Is it Dan Van Helsing?
No.
Van Helsing. I did not see the Hugh Jackman movie. And that was my introduction to the character, though I know the character predates that movie. Maybe like, who wrote Van Helsing?
Dude, I don't know, to be honest with you. I know it takes place in the world of Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Van Helsing also probably in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, right?
I think so.
Comic book series by Alan Moore. Van Helsing. My eyes are shut. I'm back in my dark place again. The name John is coming to me. The name Edwin is coming to me.
Edwin.
Yeah, Edwin Van Helsing. Well, now that you said it that way, I know it's not Edwin, so I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to go with John. It's kind of like a classic popular name. And yeah.
The correct answer is Abraham.
Abraham.
Abraham Van Helsing.
Hmm. I wonder if that had any influence on Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Ooh,
I don't know if you remember that movie.
I do.
There was, it was such an odd period.
I didn't watch it, but I remember.
In the late 2000s, where they were making like Pride and Prejudice and zombies and
right.
Abraham Lincoln.
That fucking zombie
so
explosion.
Silly. What happened? Like, why?
Walking Dead happened, I think. Like Shaun of the Dead and stuff like that. And people just got zombie crazy.
Yeah. All right. Here's my question for you. My second question. Music question. The infamous humming heard at the beginning of Blackstreet's hit song No Diggity is sampled from the 1972 hit song Grandma's Hands, performed by who? You know the humming I'm talking about, right?
I don't even know if that's a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. Grandma's Hands. I'm just going to kind of throw something out there. I'm going to say Marvin Gaye.
Oh, you're so close. You're in the right spot. It is Bill Withers.
Ooh.
Bill Withers.
That is very and Bill Withers.
Definitely check out the song Grandma's Hands. A great song. I'll put it in the show notes.
I do know the song. I know. Yep. I've heard it.
But, yeah. It's basically like, a man recounting how his grandmother looked out for him and stuck up for him and then lamenting the fact that grandma's not around no more, you know?
That's sad. Where are her hands?
Right. Where are grandma's hands? They used to do all these things for me. They used to make me food. They used to protect me, love me.
Protect.
Yep. So Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. Mm-hmm. Okay. That, yeah, that whole song, Black Street's No Diggity, basically just, you know, a little remix of a sample from that.
Cool. All right, here is your second question.
Mm-hmm.
The annual Food Fight Festival in Buñol, Spain features what fruit?
A fruit fight food fight.
Mm. A fruit
so,
food.
So it's a food fight. And they only use this fruit?
Basically, yeah.
I gotta think it's tomatoes because they're soft. I mean, comparatively, you're not like, I feel like a banana would be too pointy. A lot of injury. Banana going right in the eye. Ugh. tomatoes are kind of a classic, like, I'm going to throw this at you because I don't like you. Fruit, you know? I mean, there's the old gag of throwing tomatoes up at comedians on stages, and they seem kind of squishy. I'm going with tomato.
Tomato is correct.
All right. Yeah. Anything else would just be too violent, too hard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine pegging an apple at somebody? Fuck that. I'm going home.
I'll be honest. Halfway through that question, I was like, why am I reading this question? I've got 18 questions and I picked that one.
That's why you need a script, man.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus? See, this is what I should have asked.
Yeah, you should have asked. Krankenhaus.
Krankenhaus.
Mm. Crank. What is crank? I'm part German. I'm of German descent. So I should know.
Of German background.
A little bit of
descent.
It. Krankenhaus.
Krankenhaus.
The Meat Cottage is a food tent that comes to my Wednesday night events that Barry Mean sets up. And authentic, fresh off the boat Germans run it, owned and operated. And I had a question about Valentine's Day, Valentinstag. And I asked them before I went in to do my trivia. I was like, you know, is this a good question? And they were like, that's not accurate. I don't know what that is. And it's just something that I came across on like a listicle online about like celebrating Valentine's Day in other countries. So you gotta check your questions, folks.
This I did check actually.
Okay. A Krankenstag,
Krankenhaus
is, I'm going to say, coffee.
I said, where would you be? You'd be
in a coffee shop?
In a hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should have asked that one. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Here's my last question for you. I thought it was like you get cranked up like from the coffee.
Here's meth lab.
I've got a movies question for you here. Which star of movies such as The World According to Garp, The Big Chill, and Fatal Attraction played the unlucky pirate that was stuck in the boo box in Steven Spielberg's Hook?
In what movies? Okay.
I just gave it a hint.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's out of the bag now, so I'm going to roll with it. Ugh.
All right.
It's I hate
good
that
thing
I did that.
I don't know anything about the movies you mentioned.
Yeah. Which star, and it's a she, of the movies such as The World According to Garp, The Big Chill, and Fatal Attraction played the unlucky pirate Gutless that was stuck in the boo box in Steven Spielberg's Hook? And yeah, I spoiled it a little bit. It is a male character that this actress is playing, or the actress. Yeah.
Well, I've seen all three of those movies, but I don't remember much about them. Fatal Attraction being the one that I know the best, probably. And there's the actress who like uncrosses her legs and then crosses them again. She's the only actress I know that was in Fatal Attraction, but I can't remember her name. But I know like everybody was going crazy about her then. And I want to say it was Susan Sarandon keeps coming to mind. I know it's not Susan Sarandon.
You have the right letters. That's why. It's an SS name. But that's not the answer to this question.
Oh.
So you're barking up the wrong tree there. I'll tell you, you're thinking of Sharon Stone.
The World According to Garp has a scene where a girl's giving a guy a blowjob, and then Garp is driving and hits into the car, and she bites the guy's dick off.
Wow.
So there's that.
This is based on a book, wasn't it?
Yep.
Does that happen in the book?
Yep.
What's the author there? John?
Don't know.
John? Anyways.
World According to Garp, Fatal Attraction, and...
The Big Chill.
See, The Big Chill's another one of those with like fucking
that,
20
that's
actors.
That's an ensemble cast.
It's a great fucking movie. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack to fucking Big Chill is outstanding.
I don't know if Bill Withers is on that one, but Marvin Gaye definitely made it on.
I don't know. I honestly wouldn't even know like who to guess.
She played, for Disney fans, Cruella de Vil in the live-action 101 Dalmatians. Maybe it was that Disney's first live-action remake?
Maybe.
Back in the day? It was like 98 or something.
Maybe. Who in the hell was that? Shit.
You ready?
Give me the first letter.
G.
Give it to me.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Yep. Played Gutless the Pirate in Steven Spielberg's Hook.
Fuck.
Also in the playing an extra as a pirate in that movie, Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my third.
Okay. And here is your third. What is the longest running Broadway musical with nearly 13,000 performances to date?
Longest running?
Yes.
I want to say... I want to say Phantom of the Opera. I feel like it's. I know that that's an older musical, and I'm pretty sure it's been continuously performed. And it's hard for me to think of another musical older than that. There was something like I dipped into the theater category for a little bit when I was like first starting to write all my questions because I wanted a good spread of the arts. And I feel like I remember something like the first Broadway musical was called The Elves or something like that. It's just called The Elves. But they're not running that thing anymore. I haven't heard of it lately anyway. I'm going to go with Phantom of the Opera.
That's correct.
Ah, yes. Yes. All right.
A lot of people guessing Cats.
Yeah.
Because Cats is known kind of as the big dog.
Cats entered my brain first, actually. And then I said, no. Phantom is older. Older than that. So great. All right. So that's 3-3.
And now we take another short break and come back for the final question.
For our final questions, we've got a best worst answer segment, though.
Best worst answer. Close enough.
Close enough.
So, one of my favorites. This is another case of. I know for you, you don't like to belittle people that give dumb answers. You just like funny answers.
Yeah.
I like to belittle.
Oh, I'm going to belittle you for one of your answers in this segment. So don't you worry.
Fantastic.
Bring it on. Yeah.
One of the questions I had was, how many justices sit on the U.S. Supreme Court? Do you know?
It's 9.
It is 9.
Yeah.
15. Someone put...
Whoa.
Someone put 22, which is a lot and an even number.
The Democrats would love that right now.
Yeah, totally.
There are 22. That.
Please. but yeah, so I just thought that was... It was like 9. It's got, you know, everybody's got to know that.
Yeah.
Not the case.
Yep. Oh man. 9. Okay.
15.
Any 22. Others? This from this
no, week? That's the main one.
All right. I have quite a few here. When asked to identify what movie soundtrack "Kiss from a Rose" by Seal appeared on, Cupid Shuffle wrote, "The Butthole Diaries." "Kiss from a Rose." That's a free team name right there. The Butthole Diaries.
Rose.
Yeah. Correct answer is Batman Forever, of course. And when asked to identify the Michael Douglas movie "Falling Down" by its poster art, Team retitled the movie "Angry Man with a Bat."
Okay,
pretty apt description.
Yeah,
and they
not
also
entirely wrong.
They also thought that the cover of Nas's album "Illmatic" was Young Drake. Mm-hmm. And Marvin Gaye's What's Going On was simply labeled Drake.
Okay.
They took a shot. They took a shot. Neither of those are Drake, though. Now, for Nas's Illmatic, your team wrote down the Carter 5.
So, that was not me.
Yeah. Didn't you look at it?
A lot of those, mm-hmm. I don't get. Like, when we get a lot of those poster things, Jamie and Fletcher are usually way better at them. Mm-hmm. Now, that I looked at, but someone we were with, I can't remember if it was someone on our team or just like an extra person that was with us, was like, oh, that's the Carter 5. And I was like, all right. Like, to be honest with you, I don't really look at cover art very much. I don't really, you know.
I know. Illmatic, though. I mean, that is a classic album.
Well, and when you said Illmatic, I was like, I fucking knew that she was fucking Illmatic. I mean, but he just seemed so sure that it was the Carter 5.
Gotcha.
And I believe that the Carter 5 album cover looks a good deal like it. Did you look it up?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it has both of them as young children, but the Carter has it's Lil Wayne. It's kind of like a studio shot, like a glamour shot in a way. And Illmatic is a picture of like his neighborhood with Nas's baby picture superimposed, which I think was an art direction that he gave.
The Carter 3.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the Carter albums are him as a kid.
Right. Right.
And so I can see how like.
Yeah, but Illmatic, I mean, respect that album, please. Respect
absolutely. I have nothing but respect, even though I'm more of a Jay-Z guy. But
when asked why there was no World Series in baseball in 1994, team, they were on a roll. You know what they said? Why there was no World Series in 1994?
Why?
There was no world.
Okay.
All right. Some young creationists there. Indeed. Moist and a Half Men attributed Muse's album Origin of Symmetry. They thought that album was called Goalpost Malone. I'll post a picture of that too, so you can see what they were getting at there. We had some bonus questions about certain music acts. One of them, who was the Joy Division and New Order bass player and vocalist who celebrated his birthday on February 13th? Holy Ship crossed out everything but bass. So is what Joy Division and New Order bass player and vocalist? They crossed it all out and wrote the word Lance, which meaning Lance Bass. So
okay.
That just gives me more questions. Did they think that Lance Bass was in Joy Division and New Order? Do they think that the bass is an instrument that can be played, or the bass? And if so, that Lance Bass plays it and is named after it?
I think they were just trying to be silly.
I guess so. I shouldn't start calling you Marky Drums, should I?
You know what? I'd be honored to have that name.
All right, Marky Drums. Let's do it.
Thanks.
Those are my best worst answers.
Well, let's go ahead and get to the last question, shall we?
Let's do it.
Here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the third largest U.S. state in surface area?
Third largest?
Yes.
In terms of surface area? Well, I guess Alaska's one, right? All right, you don't have to tell me. I'm just thinking out loud here. just thinking out loud. And then, obviously, Texas is pretty big. Maybe Alaska isn't number one. It's hard to get a relative scale with that whole globe thing, you know? It's like all the way up there on like the curvy part of the globe. We're down here on the more robust waist towards the equator. Let's see here. So, Texas, California, and Montana's big too. And people discount Florida too. But that's just laid out funny. It's like a weird hook, you know? I'm just going to, for the sake of simplicity, let's go with Texas, California, and Alaska as the top three. And I'll say that California is the third largest.
That's correct. Wow.
My intuitions came through.
Yeah, I thought that question was going to be trickier than it was, but a lot of people, I wouldn't say necessarily a lot of people got it, but that was a question. Jamie's team, they wrote down Montana. But they only wagered 1 point, which is smart of them.
Oh, it was your final question, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tricky to wager on.
All the final questions I ask you here
are
usually my final, or like almost always my final questions.
Okay. Right on. All right. Well, I have, I'm going to give you the option here. I've got two questions about the television show Legends of the Hidden Temple. Do you want the easier one or the harder one?
The easier one, please.
Okay. I didn't know how familiar you were with
it. Not very.
What is the name of the giant talking head on Legends of the Hidden Temple named for 17 large heads carved from basalt that can be found in Mexico?
I think it's Narnak.
No. You've got the syllabic pattern correct, but the letters inside are incorrect.
All wrong.
People ask me, does spelling count? And I say, as long as you don't spell it wrong enough that it's the wrong answer.
Right,
and that's
right,
one where
right.
I would say, like, this is the wrong answer. It's you, not only did you not spell it wrong, at least 50% of the letters are wrong, making a totally different answer.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, just change all the letters and you've got what I meant to put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're so close. Here's what it is. It's Olmec. Olmec. And those are he's named after the 17 giant heads that you can find in Mexico. The hard question that I was going to ask you is, what are the team names on Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh,
and I'm sure you could get a couple of those, but I feel like it's a hard difficulty because we're calling all of them. Do you want to take some
I
guesses
have no
here?
Idea.
Do you know the format?
Sort of.
They each have team colors, and then there's an animal associated with each team.
Okay.
So who are the, what's the blue team? What animal? Do you remember?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Nothing.
Like,
this is a blank.
When did this game, when was this out?
93 to 96.
13 to 16. I mean,
you were probably a little too old, I guess,
yeah,
for the show.
I think so.
They are, in case you're listening and you want to know, the six teams on the kids show Legends of the Hidden Temple, they would be the Red Jaguars, the Blue Barracudas, the Green Monkeys, the Orange Iguanas, the Purple Parrots, and the Silver Snakes.
None.
Well,
zero.
I'm just saying, if you're a quizmaster, take that with you.
No,
you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad to know it, but I'm just befuddled by me not knowing anything.
True.
About that. Olmec now sounds familiar.
But. Right. And then that show just had so many good like names for things. Like there was a round that was like the Steps of Knowledge. You know, it was a game show. You'd have to answer. It's
right.
Almost a trivia show. Like you'd have to answer all these questions in order to get... I can't remember what, but passes at going into this like giant Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And I remember
style.
Seeing that and thinking it was sick because it was very like, what was it called? Double Dare kind
right.
of thing. You mm-hmm. know, it's like every kid's dream is like, you get to go through this thing. Oh,
right.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Good
well,
question.
Yeah. Thanks,
great,
man.
Great question.
Yeah. Great episode.
Great episode.
Thanks for joining us, listeners. Hope you had fun.
Sorry about last week.
Yes. Yeah, sorry again. And thank you again for 25,000 downloads.
Oh, we're on the download.
Oh, yeah. You can join us every Monday morning, except last week, for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support The No-No on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. You can also write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and Twitter at No Non Trivia. Finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, please brush your teeth, eat your vegetables, and tuck yourself in at night.
Or brush yourself in at night, clean your vegetables. And I wanted to switch all three of them, but I can't remember even what they were.
It's all fucked up now. See you later, folks.